Hi, thanks so much for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. If you've just joined the show, we're discussing the recently launched Sabah from the Ground, the 2020 elections and the political the politics of survival. That's a book that looks at the broader implications of last year's elections for Sabah, as well as the broader Malaysian politics. Now, Benjamin Y.H. Low co-edited the book. He also co-wrote the chapter, Don't Jump, Time to Work, Political Maturity of Sabahan Digital Spaces Through the 2020 State Elections. And Benjamin joins us on the show tonight. Ben, thank you so much for being here. Now, what did your study of social media as used particularly by Sabahans during the elections, what did that demonstrate to you in terms of behavior?
Hi, thank you very much for having me on the show. My study was very, very simple. So I'm a digital ethnographer by training. I basically examine how people behave in online spaces, in particular with regards to how people talk about political issues on social media and whatnot. So when the Sabah elections came around, that was a very unique opportunity for me to really sort of study Sabah almost as a microcosm of itself, whereby there's really nothing else to compete. Because normally you would always see Sabah elections would always be coincide with the general election. So it's very difficult to sort of study a mini culture in itself. So this was an excellent opportunity to sort of examine here as well. And as a result of that, what I found in the Sabah online social media spaces is that it's actually quite vibrant. People do actually engage quite a bit. You know, you've got people on various political sites talking about these issues. They really raise up a lot of these things that are associated with the side that they like to win. They would talk about, you know, the successes of the government or the old governments. And they also sort of like use a lot of like smear tactics to go against the opponents that they feel are not worthy of being in government. So that was sort of like the general trends. On the surface, it looks very similar to what we have in Malaysia. But later on, we found that, you know, on deeper analysis, that there's actually some very, very important differences that differentiate how it works in Sabah compared to how it works on Peninsular Malaysia, essentially.
Benjamin, why did you frame the discussion of digital space in terms of political maturity? It seems to be a conceptual framework that you use. Why?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. You cut off a little bit there.
You used the concept of political maturity.
I see. Okay. So political maturity was actually a theme that emerged from the data that we looked at. So generally speaking, whenever you see a lot of these online media spaces, especially within the Malaysian elections, particularly whether it was in GE14 or in any of the by-elections that took place over the last couple of years, the trend that I always found was that no matter who wins, the political rhetoric from the discussions tends to always be very, very divisive. You know, people basically go into polemics and they essentially just double down on whichever side they support. Whereas in the Sabah space, while that was happening during the campaign period, I noticed was that my co-author noticed was that we found that after the elections is over, people actually started to adopt this more sort of like objective approach, whereby they would say that, oh, the elections are already over. We don't really have to continue this, you know, this bitter rivalry or fighting. We should actually just focus on building up Sabah or making Sabah better as a result of this. And this was actually very, very refreshing. And I think this was something that me and my co-author really didn't really expect to get out of this data because, you know, after sort of like looking at how Malaysia has been all this while, it tends to make you feel very, very cynical. But this was actually quite interesting. And yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's a very valid point. You would think that social media, particularly during a campaign period and immediately after, would be very polarizing, almost toxic in its nature. But it's refreshing to hear that that was not the case. Can you, share with us reasons perhaps behind why you think that is particular to Sabahans?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Sabahan, so I'm your stereotypical, I'm very, very close to the sort of like the status quo center of Malaysia. You know, I'm ethnically Chinese, I'm from the Klang Valley area, I grew up here and whatnot. So for me to sort of study Sabah, I really was sort of like, I mean, I was given this rare opportunity to really sort of like learn about this space and sort of like employ my expertise to sort of study in a way that can actually provide do the area justice and to also sort of like shed some light on this very, very new and novel ways of looking at politics. And I suppose the reason I use the term maturity is that, you know, Sabah has had a very, very long history of having a lot of these political defections. And this is not the first time the state has had a state election as a result of, you know, a change in the state government and whatnot. And so I believe that, you know, the argument that on the one hand, you always say that, oh, Sabah always has this problem because, you know, you constantly have people who jump from political parties. And as a result of that, people can feel a little bit pessimistic overall. But for me, I think that when this situation does happen quite often, people actually start to think very carefully that, okay, I can support people in a certain political parties to a certain degree. But at a certain point that you actually need to, you understand that having that diehard fanaticism towards a political party can only go so far. And when you've seen, you know, the administration powers change every now and then, it allows you to take a step back and see how we can actually move forward together, because it almost becomes kind of like, you can sort of look at things in a certain way. You've got some perspective that tells you that not only one political party can get things done, that others can also do things in a certain way. And with that view in mind, I noticed that when people, so a lot of the discussions that took place after the elections was that the people who supported the winning side essentially were sort of like trying, everybody basically came together and said that, okay, your side won already. You need to start getting things done, which is why that was the sort of like the title for my chapter, you know, time to work, essentially. So one thing that I also bring up in my chapter is this idea of cyber trooper interference. This is something that, you know, as a social media scholar, this is something that has been incredibly toxic and poisonous for the Malaysian political space. And online political spaces, especially.
Ben, that is, you know, fodder for an entire other show where we could talk another half an hour about just cyber troopers and that dimension of social media. But for tonight, we've run out of time and want to thank you for being on the show with us. We appreciate your insights. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you, a quick reminder, don't forget to get the latest news and information on COVID-19 vaccines on AstroAwani.com and the Astro Awani app. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin, signing off for the evening.
We will be back with you same time on Monday. Till then, have a great weekend, folks. Good night.
Good night.